Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to talk about Venus's opposition with Pluto. Now we are in a little bit of a like a traffic jam this week because we had a couple of transits come through on Sunday into Monday that we are catching up with on Monday into Tuesday. And the reason for that is that I didn't want to skip either of them because they're a big deal and they're both in effect for more than just Sunday and Monday. So we're getting to this one technically a little bit late. But the reason that I think it's important to look at Venus's opposition to Pluto today is it's still in effect for most of this week. So even if we miss the exact day, because yesterday we're looking at Mercury and Uranus, that transit's also in effect right now and for the opening few days of this week. So anyway, you'll have to forgive me this week if we're just a little bit behind in our schedule. And hopefully this will still give you something to pay attention to as the week unfolds, because as I said, both of these transits are in effect for the early part of this week, all the way really through Thursday. So at any rate, today we're going to be looking at Venus in Leo, just entered yesterday and made the opposition to Pluto yesterday, very much still in effect for the next couple of days. So that is our goal for today. Before we get into it, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe. Share your comments and reflections on this transit. And if you have a story to tell, use the hashtag grabbed and then put in Venus opposite Pluto and tell us your story. Or if you have a Uranus and Mercury conjunct Uranus transit to share, use the hashtag grabbed and tell us that story. If you prefer, you can email us your story, grabbed at nightlightastrology.com. You can find a transcript of any of my daily talks on the website, which is nightlightastrology.com. Also, this weekend, our new class starts. So you have just a couple of days left to register for the upcoming class, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, a one-year course in ancient astrology that begins on Sunday, June 11th. So you can scroll down on the courses page, go to Nightlight Astrology, click on the courses tab, go to the first year course, scroll down, of course, year two in Horary. Horary just started this past weekend, but we are still open to taking new students for the Horary program. And also the year two program starts this Saturday. Anyway, on the year one page, you can learn more about the program, hear what alumni have had to say about it. It's 30 live webinars on the year. Of course, everything's recorded. So if you can't make it live, you can always attend at your own pace online, remotely, download all the material and listen or watch on the go as you have time. We also have 12 guest lectures led by visiting teachers outside of our 30 webinars on the year. We have a discussion forum that is staffed by a group of tutors who are there to help you with questions all throughout the year. And we also have breakout study sessions led by our tutoring staff so that there's just plenty of time to integrate and ask questions about the material we're studying. At the bottom of the page, you'll find enrollment options. The early bird payment saves you $500 off. Use that and save. We have a payment plan if you want to take the tuition and spread it out over 12 months. And then we have need-based tuition assistance for those people who might need a little bit of help making the program happen because you have a tight budget or you're facing financial hardship. We understand that not everyone can afford to take an astrology program. So we have this option to make sure that people aren't priced out of studying a spiritual subject, which we think is really important. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to apply. And if you have any questions, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. Okay, well, let's take a look at the real time clock and I'll give you the picture of this Venus opposite Pluto transit. So here is yesterday's transit. And yesterday we looked at Mercury and Uranus. So you can see that Mercury and Uranus were just barely separating yesterday. And so we were talking about that transit, especially because as the week goes on, even all the way through Wednesday, that transit is really still in effect. And then what we did though, in doing that, of course, is we sort of neglected yesterday's transit of Venus entering Leo and opposing Pluto, which happened yesterday morning. So here you can see that opposition right across the Leo Aquarius axis. And that opposition is perfecting yesterday morning. This would be about noon my time in the central time zone. And then that transit is still in effect today. So if we take this forward about 3 degrees, we're going to see that the opposition lasts really all the way until Friday, that it's still in effect. So that's why I sort of shuffled things around a little bit so that we could address both transits at the early part of this week. You may have experienced the bulk of this transit Sunday into Monday. other people are going to experience this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, because for ancient astrologers, there was a 3-degree engagement range. 3 degrees prior to and 3 degrees after the exact aspect was made, the planet was still said to be in a range in which the expressions of the transit could be made manifest, in the same way that for some people, they'll experience the effects of a full moon exactly as they're happening, while other people will experience the effects of a full moon the morning after or the morning of. So in the same way, Venus opposite Pluto is very much in effect for the remainder of this week, which is why I don't think it's too late to talk about it, even though it was exact yesterday. So that is that's the real time picture of what we're dealing with. And what I'd like to do today is talk about five things to watch for. And I'm going to talk about these. These are like the quintessential Venus-Pluto dynamics. But even more importantly, I want to talk about these dynamics because there are tips or like pieces of advice that go along with each of them. So here are five things to watch for, given the Venus-Pluto dynamic, that I think will help everybody. So the five things to watch for begin with, and they're in no order, like any of the, not one of these is like greater or more important than the other. Number one is the erotic and exotic Venus. Look, Venus in general is about friendship, love, beauty, the pleasing and satisfying elements of life, whether that's pleasant weather or a nice meal or making love or holding hands and going on a walk or spending time with people laughing or watching a movie you like, or it's the beautiful clothing that you're wearing or the satisfaction that you feel walking around a well-designed, you know, building or something. So Venus just has that aura of things that are harmonious and beautiful and pleasing to the senses and so forth. And so Venus has this huge territory of human experience, often is related to love and relationships and sexuality and things like that. The point is that when Venus comes in contact with Pluto, Venus is coming in contact with the ruler of the underworld. And so we get an erotic, exotic, and sort of subterranean Venus. And on the light side of the spectrum, that can mean that Venus is going to express itself in terms of things that are more taboo, or things that are hidden or secretive, or things that are more complicated. The kinds of things that Venus finds attractive when Venus is in contact with Pluto may be more subversive or just be tinged with a little bit of darkness. If you think, for example, of Venus and Pluto, you might think of the film, and I'm not saying this is a great movie or anything like that, or the book, I guess it was based on the book, like 50 Shades of Grey, where you have like a bondage vibe. And it's a little bit dark, but sexy. That would be perfectly appropriate for Venus and Pluto. If you have questions about dominance and submission and love and relationships, that would be Venus opposite Pluto. The erotic and exotic Venus can touch into our preferences in relationships, our interests in art, music, culture, film, the kinds of fantasies that we have, the kinds of people that we find interesting, the kinds of social scenes that we're a part of. So you just think at any level, Venus contacting Pluto makes things a little bit more erotic and exotic. Now, in particular, because Venus is in the sign of Leo and Pluto is in the sign of Aquarius, you may also notice that themes about the group versus the individual are important somehow. Venus in Leo is like that standout celebrity, that rising star that somehow separates themselves from everyone else because of how special and unique they are. It's the queen, not the people. It's the king, not the populace, right? Whereas Aquarius is very much like the city or the structures that support the people, the institutions that support a democratic view of life. So when you put Venus in Leo opposite Pluto in Aquarius, one of the manifestations can be that there are tensions between the importance or the fame even of the individual versus the needs or power of the group. Sometimes the need is to separate or individuate and define ourselves apart from the group, to stand out as unique and talented and different. While at other times there is a need for the ego to die or to be subdued in favor of something that is truly more collective, truly more about the we rather than the me. So you may find this week that tensions between me and we, the ego and its peacock tail, you know, its plumage and its unique colors, and the role that the ego plays subduing itself for the sake of something larger and socially collective. So watch for those tensions this week to be a little bit more noticeable. But ultimately, I think oppositions are always reminding us that we have to learn how to hold the tensions between those two things. So if someone's telling you that you ought not be an individual, that's probably not the message. But if someone is telling you, or if your own ego is saying that I'm more important or more special than anyone or anything else, that's probably also a little bit extreme. So you just watch for the extreme voices, and we think to ourselves with oppositions, my job is to carry the tension of these opposites, not to collapse into one side or the other, not to perfectly balance them, but to learn how to hold and live with the tension, which is ultimately very creative when we learn how to hold it. Number three. Now, this is like textbook. This could have been number one in terms of the most cliched and obvious things we could say about Venus and Pluto, but it needs to be said because it's true, and it will happen to many, many people this week. You will find that there is metaphorical death and literal transformations and rebirthing experiences in relationships. Some people will break up. Some people will have a big blowout. Some people will do major healing work. Some people will find that their relationship is undergoing a serious transformation for one reason or another, which could be as simple as, you know, a partner going through an individual transformation at their job or at their health or in their family, but somehow their personal transformation has a big effect on a relationship. So, you know, the kinds of transformations are really pretty wide open. They can be anything that has a deep and lasting impact on a relationship, a friendship, relationships with women or sisters or lovers in particular with Venus, but any kind of social relationship in a group as well. Your relationship with a group of people could undergo some kind of powerful shift. The rebirthing part of Pluto is great because it often means that relationships will get the chance to clean something out, purge something, remove something toxic, and the transformation that comes as a result is pretty powerful. Number four would be that there are major eruptions from the unconscious. Again, this is very textbook, but I think there's something really important to say about this one, which is that Pluto is a planet, and this is just my observation of Pluto over the years in my own transits, you know, Pluto's transits to my own natal chart, as well as seeing them in the lives of literally thousands and thousands of people that I've worked with in the consultation setting. Pluto brings things to the surface. It brings about healing crises that it's like, some things will not transform until you get to the point of a rock bottom or some kind of healing crisis that makes the pattern, that amplifies it and makes the pattern so big and so obvious that it's like you have no choice but to change. It sort of has the message of like change or die, or change or lose the relationship, or change or lose your job, or change or get sick, or you know, change or have no money or something. It's like there's almost like this crazy bottom line that will come with a Pluto transit where it's like, if you don't transform now, because life and the unconscious has erupted in some way that makes some kind of toxic pattern so unbearable, so obvious, that if you don't transform, there will be a consequence that is very powerful. And this consequence is not coming out of nowhere. It usually comes out of something that's been sitting and festering for a long, long time. And it's address it now or face a worse consequence if you leave it unaddressed. And those kinds of eruptions that come up with Venus, Pluto, usually, again, they have a history behind them. And it's, you have to remember that it's as though life has is saying to us, look, it just appears that there's no other way to get through to you except to bring you to this moment where something has erupted up from the unconscious. And it's interesting how many times that eruption from the unconscious will come along with some synchronicity, right? The synchronicity will be that something comes up in your sewage pipes, right? Or it comes up in terms of, you know, a leaky faucet or something. It's like, it's amazing how the eruption from the unconscious with Venus Pluto will often literally come up in the body somehow. I'm constipated. I'm always constipated. And suddenly I have diarrhea. It's really gross, but it's like, that's how it works. And then at the same time, suddenly I'm finally addressing something in my relationship or at work, or I'm finally addressing something with my health because, you know, I have to. And at the same time, some other space around me is literally erupting synchronistically. So just watch for those kind of like parallels between things that are like the let's call them the psychic and karmic zits that are coming to a head, right? It's like, oh my God, there's a white head in my life. it's a clogged pore, you know? And you're like, well, you know, it's got to heal. It's got to come out. So, you know, I always think like, once in a while, my wife and I will go to this place. We have this friend who works at this place, and we get these things called hydrofacials. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of them, but they're like, it's amazing. It's like a water vacuum on your face. And they're really refreshing. Anyway, but then, you know, the woman who does it will, she has this little thing and she'll press it on your skin and like your little blackheads or whatever, like they'll pop out. And on time I go, I was like, you know, that must be really satisfying to do. I mean, like, it's kind of gross, but like, is it kind of satisfying to like squeeze all that stuff out of people's face? And she was like, yes. And then she was like, you know, the other thing is you can see the water after it's like the water that's, it goes into like a, I don't know, like a tank or something after it's, she's using it on your face. And it's like, you can see the water's like discolored. Like you can see, it's like literally pulling like dirt out of your pores. And it's like this discolored water. And she like showed it to me and I was like, like that's so gross. But that's Venus Pluto. Behind the appearance of things that are beautiful, that are harmonious, whether that's in our relationships or that's in your home or, you know, at work or your friendships or some group you belong to, there's a bunch of, you know, there's blackheads. You know what I mean? There's, what do you call them? There's undergrounders. So, and they have to erupt. And that's what happens when Venus hits Pluto. And it makes you wonder, are things as beautiful as I think they are? You know, it's a little disturbing. It disturbs the peace. And yet there are dark spaces in every Venusian area of our life. Venus has a dark side, and that is number 5, the dark Venus. Now, the dark Venus is a little heavy. I mean, we have things like rape, sexual violence, molestation, sexual trauma. The dark side of Venus can be very dark and heavy, where we almost are looking at like the evil and the demons and the shadows and the violence and the really dark stuff surrounding relationships, love, like topics like domestic violence or, you know, manipulation or coercion or sex trafficking, like all of that really heavy dark stuff can be very Venus opposite Pluto. Venus opposite Pluto can also, especially Venus and Leo opposite Pluto, can also be like the corruption of a Venusian figure or the dark scandalous things coming up into the surface, like a sex scandal in the government or something. It can also be Venus and Leo, like a queen that's dying or passing away. A pop star or something that passes. I mean, for example, this doesn't align, but recently Tina Turner passed. In a way, it's very, a little bit Venus Pluto. And that's not the transit that was there for her, but something like that would also be appropriate for a Venus in Leo opposite Pluto. Anyway, the dark side of Venus is something that could come up this week. I always just tell people to put yourself in safe situations while Venus is opposite Pluto. It's not a great time to go to a space where it's possible that the crowd or the scene doesn't respect women or isn't safe or has predatorial elements. Like, just be careful of the darkness around Venus this week in terms of like who you surround yourself with. I think that's something to be a little cautious of. But also, you don't want to live in fear or paranoia, which could also be a Venus opposite Pluto trait. Nothing's safe or beautiful. Everything's dangerous. You don't want to go down that road either. So it's like you have to be a little bit careful. But yeah, at any rate, the dark Venus is a real thing to watch. Watch out for. So those are my five things to watch for. Perfected yesterday is sort of in the psychic atmosphere the rest of this week and still could very much express itself over the next few days. So keep alert and awake to that possibility. I would love, again, to hear your stories. If you have any of them, use the hashtag grabbed or share your story with us, emailing us grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. Tell us the transit and the story that matches up with it. We'd love to hear from you. You can find a transcript of today's talk on the website, nightlightastrology.com. And don't forget, last chance to register for our upcoming class that starts on Sunday, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic. Any questions about it, you visit the website, nightlightastrology.com. Check out the first year course page. Email us with any other questions, info@nightlightastrology.com. And we will see you again tomorrow. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.